Welcome to the latest episode of the Gospel Podcasts. These recordings are published weekly by the Christians that assemble at the Hospital Hill Gospel Hall in Dunfermline, Scotland. Be assured you are in our prayers, and we know that God will bless you for listening. Further information is provided at the end of this short podcast. I now pass you over to the latest message recently recorded at the Gospel Hall. Thank you.
And once again, it's my privilege to welcome everyone who has come to the gospel meeting this afternoon. We do make you most welcome in the Lord's precious name, and we trust that each and every person will again be blessed today as we hear the preaching of the gospel. Today, can we turn, please, if you have a Bible, we are going to read a very familiar passage from the Word of God from the Old Testament. A passage from the book of Genesis, and in chapter 22, Genesis and chapter 22, and we're going to read the first 14 verses of that chapter. It's a story, perhaps you've heard it before many times, it's the story of Abraham and Isaac. So Genesis chapter 22 and verse number 1, and it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again unto you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac said unto Abraham his father, and said, My father, and he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. And they went both of them together, and they came to the place that God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar, and there he laid the wood in order, and he bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes, and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, and as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And we trust again that the Lord will bless to us this very familiar, I'm sure, reading to his precious word. You know, I make no apology this afternoon for reading in the Old Testament. For those who are familiar with our Bible Explorers, we spend a lot of time nearly every week, and we explain to the children that come along that there are two parts of the Bible. There's the old part of the Bible, that's the new part, and that speaks about times before the life and the death of the Lord Jesus, and the new part. And we have, I'm sure, on occasions past even said that the new part is slightly more relevant to us today because we can look back and it deals with things which are appropriate and proper for us on this day. And that is all very well and true. However, the Bible also tells us that everything in the Bible is for our learning. It is appropriate for us all. And what we're going to look for is for a few minutes this afternoon is to go way back to this story, way back at the beginning of the Bible, way back in the book of Genesis, when there was man and his name was Abraham. Now we need to know a little bit about Abraham, because Abraham was a man, and if we were to go into the book of Hebrews, which is way near the end of the Bible, it summed it up by saying that Abraham was a righteous man. And Abraham was one who was close to God and one who believed God. And then if we go way back into the Old Testament, we have read a story that came in Abraham's life. A story that, if there are any fathers, and there are fathers in this room this afternoon, a story I suspect that none of us have ever had to encounter. And can I say none of us would ever want to encounter. Where Abraham was given a direct commandment from God. And that's the first little thing that I want us to look at this afternoon, was the commandment that Abraham was given. You know, God spoke very directly to Abraham. He said, Abraham. And Abraham was there and listening. And Abraham was to respond and say, here am I. And then God went forth to say that he wanted Abraham to offer his son as a sacrifice to God. Now, to put that into a little bit of context, Abraham had prayed for a very long time, just in the chapters that are previous, that he would be given a son. Abraham was an old man. His wife was an old woman, and they had been unable to have a son for a long time. And they prayed that God would bless them and God would give them a son. And what a son came along. God answered their prayers. The son came along and they called his name Isaac. And I'm sure as Isaac grew up, Abraham would look every day with thankfulness in his heart to God, and he would thank God for the wonderful blessing that his son was to him. Just like each of us that are fathers that have sons, we look every day and we see the behavior and the attitude, and we thank God just for how wonderful each and every one of them are. And then one day, Abraham got a call from God. A call that he was absolutely devastated by, I'm sure, that he was to take this son, a call that would have confused him. What is this supposed to mean? You know, we may never get a direct and individual call like Abraham got, but what my first point to each and every one, that there are commandments that are given in Scripture, some of them unique and personal to the person that God gave them to, and this was one of them. But there are other commandments, there are other calls that God gives, which are generalized in Scripture that are applicable to each and every one. And can I tell you today that there are calls from this Bible that each and every one of us would do well just to take note of. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your occupation. It doesn't matter your nationality. The Bible groups us into two types of people. And the Bible commands those two types of people that they must respond to God. And what we will do just at the beginning of the meeting this afternoon is just to work out each and every one of us as individuals, not as row numbers, not as family groups, not as ethnic groups, not as any kind of identification group, but we need to look as an individual and find out, first of all, which classification that God and the Bible would put us into, because the Bible just speaks of two. There are those who are saved and there are those who are lost. And if we can work out today as individuals, not in public, not something that I'm going to go and ask each and every person, but something in the quietness of your own heart, perhaps that you can just in the presence of God, just decide and just understand how you are in the sight of a holy God. The Bible speaks about saved on one side. The Bible speaks about lost. The Bible speaks about being in light or in darkness. And I can tell you, it's easy for me. I can think of, I know exactly which classification that I fall into. I can say with absolute 100% confidence on the grounds of Holy Scripture that I am saved, because I can remember a day and a point and a time in my life when I passed from darkness. I wasn't always saved. Yes, I was brought up in a Christian home. I was brought up in a home where both my parents went to the gospel hall, not here in Dunfermline, not even in Scotland, but every week I was taken along to Sunday school. Every week I was taken to a gospel meeting like this. But the Bible tells me that we are all born in sin. I was still a sinner. That counted for nothing in the sight of God. And can I tell you today that each and every one of us, we are born in sin. But I have a happy experience that I can go back to a time in my life when I understood that, when I recognized that I was a sinner, and I appreciated something of the holiness and the righteousness of God and the sinful of wickedness and things that I had done wrong in my life, and I understood that it needed to change. And one day I passed from death unto life, and I could then go from that category of people that were lost and into that category that we're saved. You know, God has a commandment for each and every one. And if you find yourself tonight and you still are in the category of people that the Bible describes as lost, God has a commandment directly for you. Many commandments in this Bible for you, but God commands everyone, everywhere, to repent. And that today is the great commandment and the lesson we want to learn, that just as Abraham, yes, a righteous man, a man who had faith in God, a man who was close to God, he was given a direct commandment, but a direct commandment for each and every person who is in the lost category today, that God commands everyone everywhere to repent. You know, the wonder of it is, if we just go into the very next verse, or the first verse, sorry, that as God called Abraham individually and directly, Abraham heard the call. And isn't it wonderful this afternoon that you have made your way, for whatever reason, into a gospel meeting like this? And what better place to hear the voice and to hear the call of God, but in a place where God's word is opened, a place where God's word is read, and a place where the Lord Jesus Christ is spoken of. And that commandment goes out. And today it would be wonderful if you could respond to the call of God. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall repent. You know, the story goes on, and it's quite a wonderful story, that Abraham was asked to take his son and to offer him as a sacrifice. And the Bible tells us that through obedience, Abraham immediately, he saddled his ass, he got two young men, and he got his son. He got fire, or he got the wood, and they headed off. And he was told that the journey would take some time into the land of Moriah, onto a mountain that he would be told of, and there he was to offer his son as a sacrifice. You know, they headed off, and they walked for one day, and they walked for 2 days, and they walked for 3 days. And my impression reading this story always is that, you know, Abraham, because it tells us that he lifted up his eyes, eventually he saw the mountain. I'm sure it was wearing heavy on his mind. I'm sure it was causing him concern. Here I am, I'm being asked to do something. My son is coming with me, my only son, my son Isaac, and here I'm being asked to offer him as a sacrifice. He was worn and the burden was heavy. But you know, my next little point is we want to look at the condemnation of Isaac. Something that we have touched on, but let's just bring it all together. You know, Isaac, as he headed off with his father, he headed off into that 3-day journey. Isaac did not know anything of the danger that potentially lay ahead of him. He did not know anything of what was going to happen. And you know, there are many people in this world, and today they career and they live their lives with absolutely no sense of danger. And through the commandment that God has given us, and through the word of God and those things that we know, you know, just like that son, each and every one of us, we are under the condemnation of God. Because if we look back into what God has said about us, you know, as Paul, as he was writing to the Romans, he would say that all have sinned. Everyone that is born is born a sinner. Everyone that is born doing things that are wrong, our tendency is to turn our face from God, to do things that are wrong and to rebel against God. And can I tell you that we all live in this same condemnation? Isaac, as he walked on that 3-day journey with his father, perhaps having conversations and talk with the two men that were with him, perhaps even speaking with his father, he was totally unaware of his danger. You know, it is my responsibility as a preacher of the gospel this afternoon to warn each and every person that there is danger that is ahead. We have spoken about those who are lost. We have spoken already about those who are saved. For those who find themselves in the gospel meeting this evening in that lost category, the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. Yes, that is death. Each of us will pass from time into eternity at the end of our life. But that death there is speaking more about eternal death, that eternal separation that those who die unsaved will face from a holy God. And the Bible speaks that when we die, that there are only two places. There is a wonderful place that the Bible calls heaven, and there is another place where there is unmentionable suffering and toil and pain, and the Bible speaks of it as a place which is called hell. And each and every one of us at the end of life, as we pass from time into eternity, just like there are only two states in life, there are only two places after life. There is heaven and there is hell. Those who are saved will go to heaven, and those who are lost will suffer the punishment and the torment in hell, the Son and his condemnation. You know, eventually, as Isaac and Abraham, they would make their way and they would leave the two young men with them, and they would head into the Mount of Moriah, and there they would go up, and Isaac was looking around and he would see the wood that had been put on his back, and he would wonder where the sacrifice. It was perhaps a very barren place, not a place that animals could survive or thrive. And he was looking up, and I'm sure he was wondering by this stage, what was going to happen? What was the sacrifice? Indeed, he asked himself the question. And he said in verse number 6, and he says he took the wood and put it on his son. And Isaac in verse 7, and Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, we have fire and we have wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And you know, that is a question this afternoon that each and every one who are lost should be asking. Yes, where is the sacrifice? Where is the one who has laid down his life? And you know, Abraham was able again to give a wonderful answer. He said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb. And isn't it wonderful that we have this great gospel message to preach this afternoon? We have spoken about sin, we have spoken about death, we have spoken about judgment, and yet gospel, it is good news. And the wonder of it is that as Isaac asked that question today, I can present to you a sacrifice, a living sacrifice, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who came from heaven, the one who was God's only and well-beloved Son, the one who the Bible describes it as the darling of his bosom, the one who was daily his delight, and the one who came into this world, the one who went to Calvary, and there he suffered, and he bled, and he died, the one who suffered the judgment for sin at the hands of a holy God, and the one who died and was put in that tomb, and the one who rose again. What a Savior. Hallelujah. What a Savior. The one who gave his life. We had the Son's condemnation. And when we think of our story, just as God would provide himself a lamb, Abraham in obedience took his son. They went up to the top of the mountain, and there he built the altar. And it says he bound Isaac, his son, and he laid him upon the altar. Abraham was willing to offer his son as a sacrifice for God. Abraham was willing to lay down the life of his son as a sacrifice at the commandment of his father God. And yet the wonder of this story is that just as he was about to, he gets another call. this time too calls Abraham, Abraham. And the angel of the Lord called Abraham, Abraham. And he said again, here am I. He says, lay not thine hand upon the lad. Because if you look round behind you, there is a ram, and it's caught in the thicket by its horns, and offer it as a sacrifice unto God. What a wonder it was on that day that for all Isaac's condemnation, he could look round and see one who was going to die in his place. You know, that is the gospel in a nutshell. We are under a sentence of condemnation. The Bible speaks of us as sinners who are condemned to die. But there is one, just as that ram was caught in the thicket by the horns, just as that ram was placed as a substitute for Isaac to be sacrificed. Can I tell you today that there is one who has died on the cross of Calvary so that you don't need to suffer the punishment of God forever and forever. And as this gospel meeting comes to a close this afternoon, can I tell you that the Lord Jesus Christ has finished the work. He has provided redemption. He is that lamb. The Bible speaks of him as a lamb. Isaiah the prophet would speak of a lamb that was being led to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb. The Bible speaks about the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And just as that lamb was taken in the stead of Isaac, the son of Abraham, the Lord Jesus Christ, as the Lamb of God, has died on the cross of Calvary, offered himself as a sacrifice for each and for every one. You know, Isaac, on that day, he was bound. He was laid on the altar. And as he saw that lamb, it was a substitute for him. You know, Isaac had to accept the lamb. And there is something that is very important that we need to get across just as we finish. Salvation will not come to you by accident. Just because you come and hear the gospel, just because you have a head knowledge of everything that the gospel entails, and that is a good thing, that does not entitle you to the salvation of God. That does not entitle you to a place in heaven at the end of life's journey. You know, it is something that is individual. It is something that is unique to each and every one. As you sit in this gospel meeting this afternoon, and perhaps you're having thoughts and a realization that, yes, this is true. I understand that I am a sinner. Can I tell you that as the Apostle Paul spoke to a man who was going to take his own life in a place called Philippi, as Graham was talking about this afternoon, and he would cry, what must I do to be saved? He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. It is something that is individual and is unique to you. It is something that happens between you and God when you must accept that Christ died for you. And every single person that is saved and truly saved in this gospel meeting this afternoon, if I was to bring them up onto this platform and say, when did it happen? How did it happen? Every person would come to that same point, a realization that Christ had died for them. Yes, circumstances might be different. My life perhaps has been totally different than yours has been, and yet Christ died for me. And Christ has died for the sins of this world. Christ has died for your sins. But you must believe it. You must accept it. And as this meeting finishes, can I just say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Shall we pray together?
Thank you once again for taking the time to listen to this, the latest episode in the Gospel Podcast series. We trust that God will bless you for listening. and if you've not already done so, that you would take this opportunity to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for the eternal salvation of your precious soul. If you would like further information, or indeed a free personal copy of God's Word, the Bible, you're welcome to contact us. Full contact details can be found on our website, www.hospitalhillgospelhall.org. May God bless you, and goodbye for now.